My name is Nick Maffeo. I am 16 years old. Today is 11:23, and I'm speaking with Anne Maglio, who is my nana. We are recording this interview in Boston, Massachusetts. Can you tell me a little about your childhood, and what were you like as a child?
A little bit about my childhood. Well, I was the oldest of five. I had wonderful parents that were very loving. My father worked two jobs. He would go from one job to the other job, and he would take me out in a sled when it was snowing, or else up Unaconicut Hill, and we had good times together. And I have three brothers and one sister, and I am 17 years older than my sister, so more or less, my mother was sick, and naturally, I helped out a lot. So it was a good childhood, but naturally, you grew up faster because you had a lot of responsibilities.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life? One more, if you want.
Well, my mother and my father were good influences on myself because they were very decent people. And my father always had a saying, if somebody needs something, help them out. Don't do it for money. Always be there for each other. And he did it till the day he died at 103. And my husband, actually, was a very, very loving guy and very supportive. And he treated my father like his father, because it was only 17 years between them. So I'd say those two helped shape my life and my kids.
Okay. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped you are today? Anything really specific? Or not specific, however you want to answer that.
Like I said, I was more or less raised that you were a good person, you helped people out, and if somebody was in need, you should be there to help them out. And my husband was the same way, and I believe we raised our children the same way, and hopefully, in which I know my grandchildren also have turned out like that. Other than that, Joyce would not have the three children she has now.
Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Negative. Yeah, a few, because being the oldest, I worked from the time I was 13, taking care of three kids. I saved my money like I should have, bought a car, and because my brother had rheumatic fever, I was made to do it, that he could take my car whenever he wanted to. And that was not a good thing. I was more or less forced into it, and that's not the way things should be. So we'll just leave it at that.
Right.
I don't want to get into Larry.
What are you proudest of, personally and professionally, in your life? Or if you want to do one or the other.
Say that again?
What are you proudest of, personally and professionally, in your life? Or you can only do personally or professionally, whatever you want.
I'm very happy how I managed to get as far as I did, being a widow at 54, going on with my life, and finding a way to live, and being there for my grandchildren and my children, and still getting out and taking care of myself without having to be a burden to them.
Do you want to say professionally? Or?
Professionally? Well, I always had jobs from the time I was 13, and bottom line is, you know, when I was growing up, you more or less got a job. One job closed, you got another one. And I did it from the time I was in junior high school. Now I finally quit because of the, you know, they gave me the business at the hospital, but then I said I can eat hamburgers as well as I could eat steak, and now I'm retired. that's what pushed me over the edge to say, heck with it, now it's my turn. Okay.
What are you most grateful for?
What am I most grateful? Well, I believe in God, and I believe He has got me through all the negativity that I've had in my life with my husband, my friend, my father. And
can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Well, I think most of them is just what I've said to you. If you can help somebody, do it. Because in turn, there will be somebody there to help you out when you need it. And don't turn the cheek to somebody. If they need help, be there for them. Because in the end, you'll be the bigger of the two.
And last one, thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Like any wisdom or advice that you'd like to share?
Well, it goes back to what my father taught me too, and I was taught, be there for somebody. It doesn't have to be for money or something like that. If somebody needs a hand, be there and do it for them. That's what it should be. We put on this earth to be good people. And if you see somebody that needs a hand or a child, be there for them. And do whatever it takes to them, get them to the next level and get them onto a good future in life.
Okay.
That's
thank
all
you.
I can think.
Right. So thank you.
More or less wraps around the way I've been born, I've been raised, bottom line. Mm. You know yeah. my father. Mm. You couldn't ask for better.
Yeah. So. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.